Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and today we have Roy from The Fifth on the line. Hey, Roy, how are you doing today?
Kara, thank you so much for having me on.
I'm excited to talk to you. I know that we've got a local show coming up with The Fifth playing at the SoCo Club here in Pittsburgh on March 28th.
Right.
Fun little club. I last saw the Alice Cooper Band minus Alice perform there in the
middle.
Yeah, in the middle of July, and it was hot as hell. So it'll be nice to go there in the winter time, since they do not have air conditioning in that tiny little place.
Well, you know, we're really excited to, you know, after, you know, this long COVID experience, you know, we're excited to finally get out there and start doing some shows. We had some dates booked down in Florida. But man, it hit right when that Omicron surge started happening. We
sure
had to cancel those. So this is our first time out officially to get the chance to promote the new EP. So we're pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, I was looking at the press release, and it's, you know, from 2021, and it's just like everybody else I'm talking to. You know, things are getting delayed 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 times. So it's exciting that you guys are finally going to get out there and promote the EP.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, not just for us, but for all artists out there, it's been an uphill climb, and already in an industry that's already, you know, struggling, in a genre that struggles at times, you know, to stay relevant in the mainstream world, it's been an upward climb. So we're excited, you know, to be playing these markets, these venues. These are places we've never played before, you know, it's sad because we've lost a lot of venues in the
right.
North Carolina area due to COVID, you know, so it's good to get out, but it's bittersweet because we know that we've lost a lot of great live music venues along the way.
For sure. I know that's happening everywhere, and it's sad because they can't pay the rent without, you know, bands playing there. So
it's been tough for everybody. The entertainment industry really, really took it on the chin because, you know, there's so many offshoots of it, you know, from catering to audio to, you know, you name it, trucking, it goes down the line. So
sure. So tell us a little bit about your band. I think a lot of people will recognize you from Cold Sweat, especially since you guys did a little reunion on Monsters of Rock a couple years ago. Tell us about the other guys in The Fifth.
Man, I have got the greatest group of guys. You know, I mean, through your musical travels, you work with, you know, great people throughout, you know, if you're fortunate enough, as I have been. But, you know, the fellas in The Fifth consist of Gary Zeus Smith on drums and vocals, Justin Womble on guitar and vocals, and Jake Tripp on bass and vocals. So, you know, I got a great group of guys. You know, I've held The Fifth together for several years. It's kind of been my labor of love, my therapy session, so to speak. and with the musical tides, there's been ebbs and there's been flows, and there's been great members that have come and gone. I've wrote some great music, and I'm proud of The Fifth catalog, but I'm proudest of this EP and this lineup and what we've got going on right now.
So I saw that you guys had signed to Ron Keel's record label. Tell us what that experience has been like for you.
Well, you know, it's crazy because, you know, life is a circle. You know, we all go full circle in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, I'm going to date myself, but, you know, like one of the first concerts I ever went to in 1985, it was Helix, Accept, Crocus, and Keel.
Okay.
And as a young kid, you know, just in awe of the whole rock concert experience and just starting to dabble in rock and roll myself, if you would have told me, hey, you know, about 6-7 years from now, you're going to be in a band with that guy on stage with the blonde streak in his hair. And I would have called you crazy, but we all know how that worked out. So, you know,
yeah.
I had met Ron through the years. You know, Cold Sweat and Keel are kind of intertwined in DNA, you know, because, you know, Mark's still involved with that. Mark's mm-hmm. still involved with me and Cold Sweat. And so when Ron and his team approached me, I was incredibly humbled and honored because, you know, pinch myself. You know, I used to watch this guy and, you know, hey, we were buddies because we were kind of in the same industry, and I always kind of looked up to him. And now he's, you know, wanting to sign me and be the first signee to his label. was very, very much an honor. So, so far so good. He's got a great team put together. We've got some great press. We're getting some higher visibility now, and we're excited about writing the new CD and getting it out as soon as possible. That's pretty much our number one goal, is writing and touring right now.
Great. Well, hopefully, you know, things will stay calm with COVID, and you guys can keep the momentum going and, you know, be out on the road. Do you have plans for any like festival dates or anything else after this run of tour dates you have coming up?
Well, right now we have, you know, there's a couple of things in the works where we're hoping that now that we're with RFK Media and Ron, that, you know, we get the chance to get a couple of more higher visibility festival dates. Right now, you know, those things are just starting to book out and starting to pan out. So we're out there. We think that the label and Ron's reputation is going to give us, like I said, a higher visibility.
Right.
And, you know, we're hoping that we'll start getting some more phone calls. But, you know, we're working with an agency right now, Blind Anxiety, and another agency that's helping us put this current tour together. You know, if we can make this happen, and if it goes well, you know, in a couple of months, we'll go out again and hit some new markets. You know, there's some areas that would love for us to come out there and play. And we got friends in Illinois that would love for us to come back and play in that region again. And, you know, we would eventually love to make it back out west.
Okay.
You know, we played a festival in Colorado, the Wolf Fest many years ago. We'd love to get back out there. So, you know, I'm optimistic. You know, after almost 2 years of being on a hiatus, you know, this first run of, you know, 9 dates, 8 states,
yeah,
back to back. You know, we're gonna find out if I can survive this first run.
Yeah, you guys are definitely all over the place with those tour dates. I'm excited that we've got one here in Pittsburgh, and you know, with any hope we'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you on the 28th. I'm out in Vegas that weekend, and I said as long as Spirit gets me back on the plane overnight, I will be at that show on a Monday.
Oh man, it's going to be a tough one for you. Now look,
I know.
Our manager lives in Las Vegas, so you know you ought to try and hook up with Dave Tedder and his wife while you're there. He can at least give you some Vegas hints.
Yeah,
where to get the best steak or something. Who knows?
We were chatting the other night, and he's like, "Well, you know, it's kind of iffy flying back on Spirit. The last time I was out there, I was supposed to leave at like on the 10:45 flight, and I think I got out of Vegas around 3 a.m. So." We'll hope it happens on time and that I'm well rested for the Monday evening show, but I'll definitely help you spread the word in the meantime.
We'll appreciate it so much. We really do. And we're excited. You know, I mean, there's a couple of you know, heartbreaking drives.
Yeah.
And with what's going on with the whole Ukraine thing and gas prices going up.
I know.
The RV and pulling a trailer. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to call it the Ramen Noodles We Need Gas Money Tour.
Oh, well, I've got a case of those. So if you need any, let me know. My daughter made me stock up from Sam's Club, and now she doesn't want them anymore.
I could feed
you guys.
Hook a broke rock band up later.
I will.
You show up at the RV going, "Hey, I bring
Robin." All right, great. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the 28th here in Pittsburgh, and wish you a safe tour coming up here, and good luck with the new album as well.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and hope to see you at the show.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.